Second parak of Krisis, fourth Mishnah, Ish Yodav Lodis Halbe, a woman who gave birth to many children, which it really means she miscarried them. He peeled the Toshmoinim in the cave of Achot, so he peeled the Toshmoinim in the cave. A woman who gives birth to a Nekeva, so up to 80 days is considered within the time span of the first birth, and she has another miscarriage within the 80 days of that birth, we don't treat it as a new birth to Mechayev and Ukov. So if she had one birth, then she miscarried, let's say, after 70 days, and another 70 days had another one, then she only brings one Kov. A Mapel is Toimim, or if she had a miscarriage of twins also. Even if they didn't come out at the same time, it came out a few days later. He says, no, the first one you bring because that was a regular birth. The second one, it was a miscarriage within 80 days of the first one, so that doesn't count. But since the second one didn't count, then the third one does count because the second one wasn't considered later. You bring out every second one. That's his opinion. The Chacham disagreed with him. They said, no. But since Maisa, each one is a technical later, but it was a later within 70 days, with 80 days of another later, that does not require one to bring a new Kovan. Now I have another list of types of Kovanas. That the chatos, that the type of kov you have to bring, the changes depending on your wealth. Al shvias koyum, if somebody was requested to give testimony, and he swore that he does not know any testimony, and then he admitted afterwards, he has to bring this kovan. Bitus vasaim, he will do such and such, and he didn't carry it out. So he also had to bring a kovan. Al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, if he came into the base of mikdash when he was tummy, or ate kochim when he was tummy, yoledes v'amitzoyra, a woman who gives birth, or a mitzoyra. Yeah. Now, not everybody, the oily v'yari, is the same. For example, yoledes does not have an option to bring a flower offering. When she's wealthy, she brings and kevis la'ola and a bird for the chatas, and when she's poor, then they just bring two oifas. So basically, by the yoledes, the oila is the one that goes up and down. By all the other ones, the chatas is the one that goes up and down. By mitzoyra, when he's wealthy, he brings two kvasim, two sheep. And when he's poor, he brings a bird of oil of achatis. Yeah. If they're extremely poor, the yelis and the mitzvah do not bring at all. Yeah. Okay. Ma bein shifra levein kol arayis. What's the difference between the shifra, charuf, and all the other arayis? In what ways is it different? That has a different punishment and it has a different korban than the arayis. All the arayis that is a kares, if one unintentionally was over that iser, has to make up mechatos. The shifcha has to bring an olshem. So that's the difference. The shifcha is talking about someone had relations with a shifcha, which we'll learn in the next mission exactly what the case was. It's Machlekes, what we're talking about, that she was partially redeemed. That's Rav Kiva's opinion. Rav Kiva says that she was a Vadli Shifcha. And she was. A Kopan. In the cases we have the conditions that is a Kopan Shifcha, the Kopan that's brought is an Asham. Also, Kolarais, the Keva, Shifcha Zacha. By all the Kopanas, the Kopan is a female Kopan, and by Shifcha it's a male. All the arayas, whether man or woman are involved, they get the same punishment of makas and a korban. That by shifra, the man and the woman have the same respect to the lashes, because if they did the saveira, only the woman gets the malchus, and in respect to the korban, only he can get the korban. Yeah. As we said, that only the man brings the korban. All the other rice, if he did a partial act of relations, it's enough to be mechayivim. Hashem came by the shifra charufa, he has to do the full act. And chayivakol bia bia, also he's chayiv for every act that he does. What does that mean, kol bia bia? So the Rav says, like we said earlier, that she brings one korban on many bias.
Yeah.
The other korban is other achatoyes. Every time they do it, they have to bring another korban. Zechoymer, hichmir b'shifcha she'osavo es amezik ha'shoykik. The shifcha is more stringent, that it's even if it was done b'mezid, he has to bring a korban. Mashenke and the other ones, if he did b'mezid, he has to bring a korban.